The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
And now, The Trumpet Daily with Stephen Flurry.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to the Trumpet Daily Weekend Edition. This is the weekend edition of what we have every day of the week. If you like what you hear today, you can get to the live stream of the Trumpet Daily Monday through Friday. It's at 9 a.m. on the west coast of the United States, noontime over on the east coast, and right here in Oklahoma, it's at 11 o'clock in the morning. Every day, if you go to thetrumpet.com/live, or just go to thetrumpet.com at about that time, and you'll see a banner there at the top taking you to the live stream of the show. We're also happy to broadcast with our partner in broadcasting. At least they broadcast the audio version of the weekday show. That's at CRN Digital Talk Radio, Channel 3 on that platform. But again, if you want to get to the live stream of this show every day, just go to thetrumpet.com/live. This, however, is the weekend edition, and we happen to be broadcasting on Independence Day, July the 4th, the July 4th celebration for the United States of America. And we've got some really, I think, some inspiring clips, some of them not so much, but we've got some really good clips from a speech that President Trump gave just last year. Hard to believe. It's so much has happened since that speech that he gave at Mount Rushmore. But it's only been a year since he gave what was perhaps the best speech of his presidency. We'll get to that and much more on today's show. If you remember, speaking of President Trump, back in 2017, when he had this contentious press conference, all of these propagandists in the media attacking him for just standing up for ordinary Americans that want to preserve their history. And he said there during that press conference, you know, I noticed they're wanting to take down a statue of Stonewall Jackson. You know, it's Robert E. Lee, it's some of the Confederates, but where does it stop? What about George Washington? And the press then, they were like, oh no, that could never happen. Well, but George Washington was a slave owner. Thomas Jefferson, what about him? And he was just ridiculed for this. That was in 2017. And look at what we've seen happen since. We had a Trumpet magazine, by the way. This is back in, 2020. So this is the real reason the statues are under attack. An excellent article in here by Richard Palmer. I'll get to a quote from it perhaps toward the end of the show. But if you aren't a subscriber to the Trumpet magazine, you need to do that today. We've got a toll-free number for here in the United States, also in Canada, the Caribbean. Call our operators today, 1-866-930-3024, and subscribe to the Trumpet magazine. The best part of it is it's offered without cost or obligation. You can get a year's subscription to the Trumpet magazine for free. It's already been paid for. So just call our operators, 1-866-930-3024. You can also email the program if you want to request it that way, or go to the website, thetrumpet.com. But you can email us, td@thetrumpet.com, and we'll sign you up to subscribe to a publication that really does give you tomorrow's news today. It gives you God's perspective behind the news. That's very unique. You don't see that in the world today. But the Bible talks about God giving or inspiring or revealing a sure word of prophecy, and a third of your Bible is prophecy. So, I mean, this is an important subject to study if you consider yourself to be a believer or a Christian. If you believe in God, you should ask yourself, why is a third of the Bible devoted to prophecy? Because God wants us to know what's coming. He wants to prepare us for what's ahead. But so many people just turn turn away from the truth. Anyway, going back to 2017, as Donald Trump said in that press conference, look, where does this stop? He said to those reporters, you're destroying our culture. You're destroying our history. You may have seen news just last week coming out of Canada where these protesters, and this happened on Canada Day of all days. This is how they celebrated Canada Day, by pulling down a statue of Queen Victoria. This happened in Manitoba, just outside the state legislature there. This is how first, let me just play you the footage. Here's a few seconds of these protesters. And ask yourself, where are the police? Doesn't Canada have law enforcement? Is this just something that we're supposed to allow now in the United States or in Canada, in Britain? The protesters come along. They don't like Churchill. They don't like Victoria. They don't like Jefferson. They don't like Washington. So we're just supposed to step aside and let them yank it down? That's what they did in Canada just last week. This is clip two.
No pride in genocide.
No pride in genocide. Yeah. Queen Victoria, she was responsible for genocide. This is what our young people are being taught in schools today. This is what's behind critical race theory here in the United States. We've got the only purpose in education, a lot of people believe, is to teach you that white people are evil and racist. Here's how The Guardian reported on this statue being pulled down. It says statues of Queen Victoria and Queen Elizabeth II. Queen Elizabeth as well. I mean, she's the Queen of England at the moment. Her statue has to come down. I guess, is she responsible for genocide as well? It says statues of Queen Victoria and Queen Elizabeth II have been toppled in Canada amid growing outrage over the discovery of unmarked graves belonging to Indigenous children. It explains how it happened outside the Manitoba legislature on July 1st, Canada Day. Unbelievable. It says here, members of the group wearing orange shirts to honor Indigenous children sent to the country's notorious residential schools covered the statue and its plinth in red handprints with a sign that read, "We were children once." It says here, both royals are seen as representative of the country's colonial history. See, that's a bad word, colonialism. Both these monarchs are seen as representatives of the country's history. And the history, well, we've got to blot it out. We've got to censor it. It says here, in Ottawa, listen to this. In Ottawa, thousands gathered on Parliament Hill for the Cancel Canada Day rally, shouting, "Shame on Canada, and bring them home. Shame on Canada," say the Canadians. "Shame on America," say Americans. They want to get rid of Canada Day, and really, there's a movement to get rid of July 4th as well. That's why they want to push Juneteenth. We've got to have another day celebrating the freedom of the minorities. We can't all celebrate one day and be unified. No, we've got to divide. We've got to fight with each other. We've got to pit one group against the other. The spirit behind that, of course, is coming direct from our adversary, the god of this world, Satan the devil, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Queen Victoria, of all monarchs, she, you know, you look at some of the royals before she came along in the 1800s, and there was quite a lot of immorality. There was all kinds of adultery and illegitimate children within the royal family. And Victoria came along and wanted to clean it up. And this was right at it came to be known as the Victorian Age. Right at a time when God was just bestowing all these blessings on the people of Ephraim. That's Britain, biblical Britain. They descended from the people of Ephraim in your Bible, the book of Genesis. Herbert Armstrong talks about that at length in the United States and Britain in Prophecy. That book, by the way, went out to 6 million recipients. The United States and Britain in Prophecy. If you want to understand the third of the Bible, that is Bible prophecy, you need the United States and Britain in Prophecy for sure. Just call our operators and request your free copy, 1-866-930-3024. So here is this movement to blot out our own history. Anyway, Victoria, she came along and wanted to clean things up, and Winston Churchill, early on in his political career, when he learned that Victoria was about to die, she was gravely ill, he said, "A greater loss than fertile province or loss upon the field of battle threatens us at this time. I can but ask the American people to hope with us that the new century may not dawn with one of the greatest losses the world could ever know, the loss of our sovereign, the Queen Victoria." Why, if she dies, that's one of the greatest losses the world has ever known. That's how a young Winston Churchill responded or reacted to news of her oncoming death. And then, as it happens, he learned about her death while he was touring through Canada. And listen to what he wrote to his mother. He said, "So the Queen is dead. The news reached us at Winnipeg, and this city, far away among the snows, 1,400 miles from any British town of importance, began to hang its head and hoist half-masted flags." Why, the whole city, Winnipeg, they're hanging their heads, not in shame, in sorrow, because of the loss of this sovereign, half-masted flags. Today they're tearing down statues representing this woman, Queen Victoria. Today they do hang their heads in shame. They hate themselves. They hate their history. They hate their nation. And so it's refreshing when someone comes along with the courage to tell the truth. And to celebrate the history of that great empire, the British Empire, or this great nation, the United States of America. As I say, President Trump gave that 4th of July speech at Mount Rushmore last year, and you might remember going in, there were those in the propaganda media saying, "Oh, he shouldn't do this. This is wrong. It's a super spreader. It's going to spread. COVID-19, they were using COVID, of course, at the time. It's interesting, just looking back on this recent history, knowing what we now know about the election steal and how that they used the pandemic, some would say plandemic. They used it as a pretext to introduce, behind closed doors, all of this mass mail-in voting. Fake ballots by the tens of thousands. You know, President Trump lost three swing states, by a total of 46,000 or 45,000 votes. And if you're even to question any of that, or suggest that there might have been foul play or fake ballots, you're canceled right away. You are shouted down. Your YouTube account is cut off. Facebook, whatever it is. And yet, look at what happened last week in the New York City mayoral race. The Board of Elections there comes out and says, "Yeah, we made a few mistakes. We accidentally counted, 145,000 test ballots? 145, they got it wrong by 145,000. And then you've got all of these cries from the left, including Comrade de Blasio, saying, "Hey, we've got to just obliterate the Board of Elections in New York City and start over. It's so corrupt. It's so incompetent." And yet, what do those same voices say about November 3rd? Oh, it was perfect. Yeah, it was perfect. No fraud in Fulton County. No fraud in Maricopa County. No fraud in Philadelphia or Milwaukee or Detroit. Everything was perfect there. Look at New York City. Even Democrats admit it's a hot mess in that city when it comes to running a free and fair election. The truth is that it's just as much of a hot mess in Fulton County, in Maricopa County, in Philadelphia, in Detroit, in Milwaukee, and probably much, much more. Anyway, coming back to this address last year, as I say, it's interesting to look back on it in hindsight, knowing what we now know, knowing what has transpired since he gave this speech. Here's President Trump at Mount Rushmore just a year ago, clip 3.
I am here as your president to proclaim before the country and before the world, this monument will never be desecrated. These heroes will never be defaced. Their legacy will never, ever be destroyed. Their achievements will never be forgotten. And Mount Rushmore will stand forever as an eternal tribute to our forefathers and to our freedom.
Just about three, four months after he gave that speech, I had the opportunity to visit Mount Rushmore for a few days, and it was the first time I had seen it. I hadn't even been to South Dakota. But what an inspiring monument. Carved into stone on the side of a mountain. These former presidents of the United States of America. History we used to celebrate all across this great land that God bestowed upon us. And yet there are those who, as he said there, they want to desecrate and destroy monuments such as that. They want to pull it down just like they did Queen Victoria up in Canada, just like they've done with so many other statues and monuments over the past several years. Here again is President Trump last year, clip 4.
We gather tonight to herald the most important day in the history of nations, July 4th, 1776. At those words, every American heart should swell with pride. Every American family should cheer with delight. And every American patriot should be filled with joy. Because each of you lives in the most magnificent country in the history of the world, and it will soon be greater than ever before.
Well, I guess we'll see. A lot has changed since that speech. He's coming back, by the way. That's, a topic for another show. But there he was last summer, just 1 year ago today, giving the best speech of his presidency and really giving us a history lesson that should be in every classroom all across the United States of America. Here's clip 5.
It was all made possible by the courage of 56 patriots who gathered in Philadelphia 244 years ago and signed the Declaration of Independence. They enshrined a divine truth that changed the world forever when they said, "All men are created equal." These immortal words set in motion the unstoppable march of freedom. Our founders boldly declared that we are all endowed with the same divine rights given us by our Creator in heaven, and that which God has given us, we will allow no one ever to take away, ever.
There's a message of unity or division. He's talking about all men being equal, created equal. The immortal words set in motion, the unstoppable march of freedom. These founders boldly declared that we are all endowed with the same divine rights. It was based on a lot of this language that, well, this same nation fought to do away with slavery, and hundreds of thousands of Americans died for that cause. So you can judge for yourself in hearing these sound bites again. You might have heard some of this speech last year. But how do you suppose the propaganda media reacted to President Trump's speech? The New York Times tweeted out last year, President Trump delivered a dark and divisive speech at Mount Rushmore, leaning into the culture wars and barely mentioning the pandemic. He's not even talking about the pandemic, the disease. What a dark and divisive speech. Were they listening to the same speech? ABC, it says, President Donald Trump pushes racial division, flouts virus rules at the foot of Mount Rushmore. Well, he's breaking all the rules. He's dividing us. The LA Times says, at Mount Rushmore, Trump uses 4th of July celebration to stoke a culture war. He's there saying, we're going to preserve these monuments and we're all created equal. The Washington Post, at Mount Rushmore, Trump exploits social divisions, warns of left-wing cultural revolution in dark speech ahead of Independence Day. Oh, so dark and divisive. And all he's doing there is celebrating America's history, speaking before this iconic monument carved into the side of a mountain, Mount Rushmore. Celebrating America's former presidents. Listen to CNN. This is actually from 2016. So the climate, it's amazing to me just how much changed so quickly, so dramatically, just over the course of a few years. This was CNN in 2016 when Bernie Sanders visited Mount Rushmore. This is clip 6.
This is our country at its very best. What an incredible achievement.
Visiting Mount Rushmore today, Bernie Sanders taking in the majesty of the moment, this monument to four great American presidents.
Just the accomplishment and the beauty here. It really does make one very proud to be an American.
Wow, he's proud to be an American. You don't hear that coming from the communist left. Not today. You hear a lot of self-hatred. You hear a lot of anger and resentment. You hear a lot of hatred. But there he was, just in 2016, saying this monument, I mean, this is our country at its best. That was in 2016. Now, again, you fast forward to President Trump's speech in 2020. Here is CNN, a correspondent, basically reducing Washington and Jefferson to just slave owners. That's it. Clip 7.
Kicking off the Independence Day weekend, President Trump will be at Mount Rushmore, where he'll be standing in front of a monument of two slave owners and on land wrestled away from Native Americans, told that be focusing on the effort to, quote, tear down our country's history.
So there's 2020. Here again, I'll refer you to the Trumpet magazine. As we've been writing about it for years now, where is this movement to erase our history, to blot out? Before you even heard really about cancel culture, you could have studied or read in the Trumpet about the movement to blot out Israel's history, Ephraim and Manasseh, the United States and Great Britain. Why these two alone? As if these two nations are the only two nations in history that ever engaged in slavery. The truth of it is, these two nations, more than any others in history, sacrificed blood to do away with that practice, to do away with the institution of slavery. So what a difference. 4 years on, you had the networks applauding Bernie Sanders, his visit to Mount Rushmore. But then when Donald Trump, when he shows up, I mean, this, we've just got to point this out to you. He's going to be giving a speech right in front of two slave owners. What does that say about him? Well, we have a lot more to get to when we come back. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
The Trumpet Daily.
Do you believe the United States of America has been mainly a positive force in the world for most of its history? Do you believe that America was at one time a great nation? The United States of America was founded on many biblical principles that were incorporated into the Constitution. This lent to its success and positive influence in the world. But the America of then is not the America of today. To anyone examining the current state of America, this should be alarming. It has been a great nation in time past and is experiencing a temporary resurgence in these end times. But it will only be exactly that, temporary. Our free booklet, Great Again, will explain America's status. It will prove that God has been intimately involved in the rise and resurgence of America under President Donald Trump. It will also explain why God is saving America temporarily, how he was doing it, and what is yet to come in America. There is a spiritual dimension to America's rise and decline as a superpower. This free booklet will explain this dimension and how God will soon make America truly great again. Request your free copy of our book, Great Again, at our website, thetrumpet.com.
The Trumpet Daily.
Donald Trump chose the most grandiose symbol of U.S. imperialism on earth to usher in a very on-brand star-spangled spectacle. Complete with fireworks and military flyovers, it was Trump's predictable way of throwing red meat to his base. The cult-like following he so desperately needs at the ballot box as he tanks in the polls. But let's talk some truth here. Mount Rushmore isn't exactly the innocent ode to our founding fathers as described in our textbooks. And it's high time we disrupt that false narrative that far too many people believe.
It's not enough that we're going to do this in sacred lands of Lakota people and a place that has been marked by, you know, it's been polluted. It's been desecrated by putting these slave-owning racist, horrible, horrible white men in 60-foot statues on this wall. His spectacle, yeah, it's kind of what we expect from Donald Trump. It's a clown show, and you know, hopefully we send this clown back to the circus so maybe he can get eaten by a lion.
That's a little bit of the reaction coming from the propaganda media last year, just a year ago. A year ago when Donald Trump went to Mount Rushmore, if you can believe it, and talked about America's history and says, this is something, you know, we should celebrate. We should honor this. We should all, this should be a rallying point for all Americans, no matter your color, no matter your background. The New York Times, it says here, down in the polls and failing to control a raging pandemic, the president cast himself as waging battle against a new far-left fascism that imperils American values and seeks to erase history. So the New York Times, this is their take on President Trump's visit to Mount Rushmore last year. It says, standing in a packed amphitheater in front of Mount Rushmore for the Independence Day celebration, President Trump delivered a dark and divisive speech. Dark and divisive. It says, with the coronavirus pandemic raging and his campaign faltering in the polls, you can see they all read from the same talking points. There's a pandemic. It's all over the place. And his poll numbers are plummeting. In fact, he won in a landslide. And the only way they were able to win is by cheating. Cheating in 5, 6, 7 states. What a bizarre world it was last year. I mean, there's carryover right into this year for sure. But the pandemic, the lockdown, unprecedented actions taken by government officials, experts. Experts that kept getting it wrong. And then right in the midst of all this craziness, you have a presidential campaign where the opponent for Donald Trump is hidden away in his basement for months. And somehow he comes out of that to be the most popular president in the history of the United States of America. People know it's a lie. They know overseas. Leaders abroad know it's a lie. They know what happened here. When it happens to Democrats, like the New York City mayoral race, it's obvious. The corruption, the incompetence, the stealing, the theft. Here it happened on a mass scale, like I said, across multiple states. And yet, if you listen to the oligarchs in big tech, big government, to even question it, you're silenced. The same spirit, as you hear from some of this reaction, they just wanted to silence Donald Trump. No, he's a clown. He's Hitler. We've got to blot him out. It says here, our nation is witnessing, well, they quote Donald Trump from his speech. It says here, Mr. Trump barely mentioned the frightening resurgence of the pandemic. I mean, it's how could he talk about American history? People are dying all over the place. That's what they were saying a year ago. It says here, most presidents in history have understood that when they appear at a national monument, it's usually a moment to act as a unifying chief of state, not a partisan divider. That's the New York Times last year. Bernie Sanders goes and says, hey, this is everything that is good about America. This is something we should celebrate. And then the media they're all behind it. They sure changed their tune. On a dime, don't they? It doesn't take much. You get someone in there that they hate, and it's all about the narrative. It's all about the spin. So much in the way of lies and deceit. Here again, just returning to this speech at Mount Rushmore. Move ahead to clip number 11.
As we meet here tonight, there is a growing danger that threatens every blessing our ancestors fought so hard for, struggled, they bled to secure. Our nation is witnessing a merciless campaign to wipe out our history, defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children. Angry mobs are trying to tear down statues of our founders, deface our most sacred memorials, and unleash a wave of violent crime in our cities. Many of these people have no idea why they are doing this, but some know exactly what they are doing. They think the American people are weak and soft and submissive. But no, the American people are strong and proud, and they will not allow our country and all of its values, history, and culture to be taken from them.
So I guess there's the dark and divisive content saying that we're going to defend our history. We're going to uphold these historical landmarks or protect them, preserve them. And this is happening, keep in mind, as he alluded to there, this is happening even as so many of American cities were going up in flames last year. And what were some of those same mouthpieces in the media saying at the time? It's mostly peaceful. In fact, okay, if it's a little violent, it has to be. It has to be. We've got to raise awareness to the injustices, the inequality. Violence, murder, burning, looting. It was happening all throughout the summer. And then he gives a speech, of all things, a speech. And he's the divider in chief. Even as these thugs last summer were destroying American cities, destroying businesses, and yes, violating the standards of lockdown. Maskless, certainly not socially distancing themselves from other protests. And what do the experts come out and say? even as the rioting was burning down cities. Well, in this case, it's okay. It's okay to break with protocol, to break with the standards that have been put in place by the experts, because you've got to protest. They were working to tear down statues right outside the White House. They had the White House under siege for several days at the end of May and the early part of June last year. As I say, it's interesting. It's fascinating to go back and look at this 1 year on, knowing what we know, knowing what happened even after that July 4th speech. Here's another clip from the same speech, clip 12.
One of their political weapons is cancel culture, driving people from their jobs, shaming dissenters, and demanding total submission from anyone who disagrees. This is the very definition of totalitarianism, and it is completely alien to our culture and to our values, and it has absolutely no place in the United States of America.
So there he was over the July 4th weekend talking about their aim here is to blot out any dissent. Now, just a few months after that speech, he was blotted out on all social media platforms because he dared question the legitimacy of the November 3rd fraud, the November 3rd election that the propagandists in the media were saying, it's perfect. They said from day one, there's no evidence of wrongdoing, even as literally thousands of affidavits were piling high. Witnesses who said, I saw fraud, I witnessed it. And yet our friends in the media, in fact, they're anti-Americans, aren't they? They hate America. They want to see the statues come down. They want to destroy Donald. They're still going after Donald Trump. Here, this attorney's office in New York, they had 3 years. They were investigating all of Donald Trump's financial records and everything that was leaking out all through those years. You know, it's going to be bad. Trump's going to prison. And it turns out they've got nothing. And they get one of Donald Trump's employees on tax fraud or evasion because of fringe benefits that he didn't declare to the IRS. That's it. Surely there must be more. You had thousands of documents. They won't stop until they just blot you out. And he saw where it was. He saw back at that contentious press conference in 2017. Okay, Stonewall Jackson this week, but what about what happens next week? What happens next year? Well, now we're tearing down statues of British monarchs, Queen Victoria, of all people, even Queen Elizabeth II, the sitting Queen of England. He saw where it was leading. So when he's talking about shaming dissenters, canceling dissenters, totalitarianism, he was spot on with it. He was absolutely right. He was completely right, which is why they hate him so much, which is why they want to destroy him. Here again is more from the Mount Rushmore speech, clip 13.
In our schools, our newsrooms, even our corporate boardrooms, there is a new far-left fascism that demands absolute allegiance. If you do not speak its language, perform its rituals, recite its mantras, and follow its commandments, then you will be censored, banished, blacklisted, persecuted, and punished. It's not going to happen to us.
Well, in a lot of ways, it did happen to him. That was prophetic in a lot of ways, what he was saying there, because that's what big tech did to him. As soon as the election steal was announced on November 7, the media, they anointed Donald Trump, or rather Joe Biden, as the president of the United States. In fact, he's illegitimate. He, as I often say on the weekday show, he's fake, just like so many other things. in our world today. There was an article last week, I believe, in Tablet, The War on Reality. What is true and what is false? Why are there so many false narratives about COVID-19, about the election of November 3rd, about the so-called insurrection of January the 6th? It on and on it goes. Where does it end? Just like President Trump asked back in 2017. Okay, you're taking down this statue, but where will it stop? Where will you say, okay, that's enough? Because, you know, I still love my country. I still support our country's government or whatever it might be. They're never satisfied, these authoritarians that want to silence all forms of dissent. The Washington Post last year, it's time to reconsider the global legacy of July 4th, 1776. Now, you go back to last year, just a little ways before that, and it was probably the first time millions of Americans ever even heard of Juneteenth. Now, this year, Joe Biden makes it a national holiday. And here again, you read those headlines from last year and you think, what? This is just crazy. Rethink the legacy of July 4th? Independence Day? And here we are a year later. They've got Juneteenth in place. How much longer before July 4th is blotted out? How can you celebrate American independence? Everything boils down to race, right? Critical race theory. If it's all about slavery, then you can't even celebrate your nation's independence. Over in Britain, you can't celebrate what Queen Victoria brought to the monarchy, what she did for the nation, how she built the empire. This Washington Post article, rethinking or reconsidering the global legacy of July 4th, it says here, these are just a few of the bullet points, you could say. The first is the central paradox in U.S. history. The nation's democracy was founded as a slave society. I guess everybody was a slave owner. Every single American. In fact, it was a tiny, tiny minority of Americans who owned slaves. And something like 700,000 Americans sacrificed their lives or were killed in battle in a great civil war to, among other things, eradicate the institution of slavery. America actually blotted that out. You wouldn't know it listening to the proponents of critical race theory. Of course you want to study your own history, warts and all, as they say. But they're not satisfied with a balanced view of history. That's why they want to tear down statues of Queen Elizabeth, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington. As you heard from one of the clips I just played for you, these men were evil, white racists, and they need to be canceled. These are the founders of the United States of America. Here again, the Washington Post, it says, Britain's settler colonies in Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and Africa caused the violent dispossession of indigenous peoples and frequently justified the idea of black extermination. The British Empire, they were going around trying to exterminate the black race. Did you know this? Britain led the way in abolishing the slave trade. Britain took to the seas. Britain went to other nations. That's how far the British Empire went to stamp it out. You going to hear that from a critical race theory instructor? Of course not. They're not interested in the truth. They're interested in lies like the 1619 Project. It's been exposed as a total, complete lie. And yet the woman who authored it, she's promoted. She's promoted in academia because that's how deep the communist infiltration runs in higher education. What must these communist nations abroad, Russia, the CCP in China, what must they be thinking They're looking at the United States of America saying, we don't even have to do anything to destroy them. They're destroying themselves. Another one from the Washington Post. It says, genocidal violence was a foundational pillar of the British Empire, not an accidental or unintentional outcome. Genocidal violence. It was a fundamental pillar. No evidence offered. Just a statement in passing, of course. Guilty mass genocide. These people don't know their history. They just hate their country. And they're the ones, as I say, who get promoted. People who actually get up and defend their country, they have to be canceled. Here again is President Trump from last year, clip 14.
Make no mistake, this left-wing cultural revolution is designed to overthrow the American Revolution. In so doing, they would destroy the very civilization that rescued billions from poverty, disease, violence, and hunger, and that lifted humanity to new heights of achievement, discovery, and progress. To make this possible, they are determined to tear down every statue, symbol, and memory of our national heritage.
Do you think those that teach critical race theory are going to talk about America lifting others in this world to achievement, discovery, and progress? They want to blot out America, as President Trump correctly noted last year over the July 4th weekend. That blot out verse, by the way, it's in 2 Kings 14, verses 26 and 27. You can, again, my father's written about this in quite a few articles of late, but going back to Richard Palmer's piece on the real reason behind this movement to pull down statues, he gets into that as well in The Trumpet. I'll quote from this in just a second. A couple more clips, though, from President Trump. Clip 15.
Our people have a great memory. They will never forget the destruction of statues and monuments to George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant, abolitionists, and many others. The violent mayhem we have seen in the streets and cities that are run by liberal Democrats in every case is the predictable result of years of extreme indoctrination and bias in education, journalism, and other cultural institutions. Against every law of society and nature, our children are taught in school to hate their own country and to believe that the men and women who built it were not heroes, but that were villains.
There's President Trump talking about critical race theory, really, before everyone started talking about it a few months later. Once the illegitimate presidency was firmly in place, then right away, here comes critical race theory. Our founders are villains. That's what they want you to believe. That's what they want to teach your children. One final clip from last year, clip 16.
The radical view of American history is a web of lies. All perspective is removed. Every virtue is obscured. Every motive is twisted. Every fact is distorted. And every flaw is magnified until the history is purged and the record is disfigured beyond all recognition. This movement is openly attacking the legacies of every person on Mount Rushmore. They defile the memory of Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Roosevelt. Today, we will set history and history's records straight.
One of his best speeches. That's Donald Trump from last year, just a year ago. Hard to believe that was only a year ago. In Richard Palmer's article, this is in the Trumpet magazine from last year as well, he talks about the spirit to blot out even the name of Israel, that's a prophecy, history and prophecy in 2 Kings 14 and verse 27. And he says that the devil wants to wipe it out, our history, even our name, so thoroughly that the name isn't even mentioned. Here's what Richard had to say. You see this in the self-hatred among the radical left in Britain and America. You see it in that hatred of hatred for Britain and America in nations around the world. And you see it today in the hatred for this history. Richard writes, that is what the attacks on Nelson, Drake, Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, Roosevelt, and more are all about, blotting out the name of Israel. That's what this is about. Again, to understand this from God's perspective, to get the Bible view of what's happening here, you've got to read the United States and Britain in prophecy. Call our operators, 1-866-930-3024. Richard continues, Britain and America's history is a massive signpost that points people to God. Thus, Satan the devil hates it and works to blot it out, pushing a new message. God didn't make Britain and America great. Slavery did. That's the message that Satan wants to get through to our children. He says, finally, an attack against the two nations that led the world to get rid of slavery is not an attack on slavery. It's an attack on God. You can get excellent articles like that and many, many more at thetrumpet.com, our website, or if you subscribe to The Trumpet Magazine. Well, that's about all that we have time for on today's edition, weekend edition of The Trumpet Daily. Don't forget to join us every weekday at thetrumpet.com/live. You are listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily Weekend Edition. We'll see you next time.
The Trumpet Daily.